Welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The iconic and once shuttered Belle Isle Aquarium is open again and approaching its old glory. Later this hour, we'll find out just what it took to bring it back. But first, for county clerks all over Michigan, the presidential vote recount has them scrambling to hand count some 4.8 million ballots in under 2 weeks. Ingham County Clerk Barb Byram's taking a few minutes from all of her scrambling to be with us now. And Barb, I saw you told Chad Livengood of the Detroit News that this recount is, in your words, logistical hell. What's going on? Why is it so challenging?
Well, I think it's important to just note that this is some individuals' Super Bowl. So some people enjoy this. But right now, I have been busy trying to secure a location for the recount, employees for the recount. My staff is not big at all, and I need at least 50 people for each day. So I'm looking to hire probably between 75 to 100 individuals. I needed to locate tables, a computer, a screen, a projector, many things. And so I've been putting pieces together. As of 2 o'clock this afternoon, all ballots that were voted in the November general election are in my possession. So that is a step in the right direction.
Now, we've heard from the Secretary of State's office this morning that the Bureau of Elections was notified an appeal is coming, and the Board of State Canvassers has scheduled a noon meeting Saturday for the anticipated appeal from the Trump camp. If that expected objection is received, then what?
So, yes, I am under the understanding that President-elect Trump, his campaign, will be filing an objection. And if that happens, the recount must stop. And the State Bureau of Elections has to make some decisions, and then there's a two-day wait period until we can start. So although Ingham County, we were ready to start the recount tomorrow, Friday morning, we have been asked by the State Bureau of Elections to hold, and so we are currently on hold but ready to go.
And we know that the recount has to be done in our state by December 13th to be ready for the Electoral College vote on December 19th. Could we see the clock run out?
Well, I think there's a little bit of disagreement with the dates, but that's a State Bureau of Elections thing to focus on. I need to just focus on getting this recount done as quickly as possible.
So whether the clock runs out or not, you're just going to you need to put all of the ducks in a row, so to speak, so that if indeed you get the green light, you're going to be ready.
And we need to conduct an efficient and thorough and transparent recount.
And logistically, so you need to hire workers, and that's counting by hand. You got, what, more than something like 136,000 ballots in Ingham County?
Right. So I'm looking at 50 individuals work a shift. A shift is going to be from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. And that right there, the cost right there is going to be $6,250. That's just for the 50 workers for one day.
And how long do you think, if you got the green light to start and you've got everything in order, you've got your location and the tables and the computer and the bodies, how long do you think it would take you to count Ingham County's votes?
So I have set a very optimistic goal of 6 days.
And working those long days. I mean, so you could literally put people around the clock if you could find them to do it.
Well, I'm not going to. But I'm going to have one shift and one shift only, and it's going to be from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. until it is done. Once we get the green light, until it is done.
Have you had a chance to compare notes or talk with any other county clerks, maybe a mutual support group as you're all trying to get this happening?
Yes, we have had conference calls together, if not one a day, two a day.
Is it safe to say that what you're having to go through, this kind of DEFCON 9 reaction, is happening all over the state?
I think we all are going through the very similar feeling and struggles. I am fortunate that in Ingham County, I am able to utilize the Ingham County Fairgrounds main arena building. I know many county clerks are actually having to spend money, up to thousands of dollars, to rent space. Thankfully, I didn't have to do that. I'm renting tables and chairs. That's $800. But I'm very fortunate in the fact that I at least had space that I don't have to pay for.
How are you? I've seen your ads, I think Twitter and Facebook, putting out looking for workers. How are you doing in the recruiting part of things?
Right now, I have a sufficient number of workers. I was getting really concerned that I didn't have enough Republicans. There's no requirement for each two-member team to have a Democrat and a Republican, but personally, I think it's the right thing to do. So I really was focused on getting a Democrat and a Republican for each two-member team. Right now, we're doing pretty good on workers. I would encourage your listeners to please not call my office if they are interested in recount or serving or anything like that, because we're still doing the regular things that we would normally be doing this time of year, issuing marriage licenses, birth certificates, death certificates, that sort of thing. I am communicating with all of the recount workers via email and email only.
Barb Byram, Ingham County Clerk, repeating stories that are probably being told in counties all over Michigan, trying to make this presidential vote recount come together. Thanks so much for speaking with us, Barb.
Oh, my soul. Thank you for your time.